We begin the Karandav Masech the Shabbos of Tzadi Dal, begin on base. Begin the Tzadi Masos, it begins to live the Gemara, Ahani Maisa, that his actions are effective, because the Mishtak Lechad, the Bechul, if one is taken away, etc., which the Gemara had brought regarding the prohibition of pulling out the Simoni Tum of a Nega, which are two white hairs, you tear out one, Chayav Malkus, because that was effective. But let's say it's one out of three, so we had a Machlekes, one opinion said, which the Tzadi Masos is quoting on, one out of three is effective, because even though it's not going to be Matarit, but because if this, it's lowering the threshold that one more is going to be taken out, it's going to be turned. So therefore, even now it's violating this. According to Abshesh, it's going, because right now it didn't do anything because there's still two left and it's still tummy. Says Taisis, now, if the achas mi arba, but that was only if one out of three, but if let's say one out of four, the mishtakel chadachrita, that even if one more were taken away, nami laz latum, it still wouldn't remove the tumma. Oh, that says Taisis, kul amma moidi depart, everyone would agree in that case, it would be exempt. That's like I have a zais, as Gemara brings later on, from a large mess, which according to everyone, you'd be potter because you're not doing anything, and therefore that would be the same thing as one out of four. Ketanik says the master begins words the Gemara, b'hadit nam potter, this that we learned in the Mishnah, that you're going to be potter by half a zayis, the apik chatzi zayis mezgot, we take out a half an olive from a large dead person. Ketanik can explain that it's not specifically Ketanik says that it's possible that the Gemara could have answered that it was really only a half a zayis, and that's all there was. Initially, Tais explains that if you take out a full zayis, then even if it is many zayis in there, like a mace gadol, it still would be. And that is, as we said, this machlekes that the Gemara has regarding if one out of three is going to be chayv or not. So the Gemara wanted to bring a raya to Rav Sheshes that we find in the Mishnah that when you carry out a chatzis zayis, you're going to be patur, and the Brayis says you're going to be chayv. So he says, oh, you have to differentiate. Armish is talking about that there's a kazayis and a half. When you take out the chatzis zayis, you didn't do anything. They're going to be potter. The Brayis is talking about that there was a kazayis. We take out half a zayis. Now you remove the tumah by taking out half, so there's only half left, and they're going to be chayib over there. And Rav Nachman says no. The case of Rav Mishnah that says you can be potter is when you take out the chatzis from a mes gadol. Then you really didn't do anything at all. But if let's say there was a kazayis in half, then you actually would be chayib because you're lowering the threshold. So Taisa says, but what then? The truth is, the same thing would have been to have a mes gadol. The Gemara could have said, you could have said the halacha of Mishnah is only half a zayis at all, and that's where you can be positive, because you didn't do anything because there was no tumah in the first place. But says Taisa, no, the Gemara preferred to give the answer from Nachman that there was a chatzis zayis from a large mess. Because that's at least a bigger chiddush. Because the ilaka el chatzis zayis not called. Because if there's only totally and totality half a zayis, obviously you'd be positive. Never preferred to say mimeis god. Additionally, Taisa says b'davke chatzis zayis. Not specifically if you took out a half an olive. That according to Rav Nachman, you'd be potter. Because zayis memeis gadol, let's say it was olive from a large mess, then chayv you'd be chayv. Now, avagav di mishtakel zayis achal lo yazal tuma, although if you take another olive, that you're not going to be removing the tum at all, so why would you be chayv? What's the effectiveness of taking out a kazayis? Kamok mahani maisim, no, something was affected by taking out a kazayis. The mishachatchu, because when you go ahead and you cut up the dead, cut off from the dead person, loy gor basames, this kazayis that you took out is not going to be part of the dead person. Because it's distinct. So when you take out the dead person from this house and you leave over that next kezayis, you tame kalabayis, the whole house is going to be tame. And then sha'ata b'tzazu hugarim tahara comes out that with this taking out, he caused tahara where he made that as effective, that if he takes out the dead person from the house, that then that kezayis is not going to be part of the mess, and therefore it's not going to have the tumah had it been part of the dead person. Next says now says begins words of the Gemara, mimes gadol, from a large dead person, which says explains that it doesn't necessarily mean from mes gadol, labdavka gadol, a klim rather means to say mibeizes my gimel, rather from two or three olives. It just means it's not just a kazayis and a half, like we said. But things that are more than that, like we said in the previous tesis, is the same concept, like one out of four, that then everyone agrees that you're going to be, that you didn't do anything effective in your actions. And the Kinnik says the master begins with the Gemara of Bakli, but in a vessel, the Rakol Chayiv, everyone would agree that you're going to be liable. Tais explains that that's like Rabbi Huda, which says, Malach Shin Zaguf, Zigmi Chayiv, and Tais explains why is it that without the words of Rabbi Eliezer, we would have said, according to Rabbana, you'd be put even in the vessel. That is the Mishnah, had a Machlech Jibalezim Echachamim. If you take your fingernails and you take it off with another hand, another fingernail, if you're going to be Chayiv. So the Gemara brought from the Mori Rebbe Lazar that the Machlekes is only if you take the fingernails by hand. If you take by vessel, according to Emma, you can be chayv. Which Taisa says, Hani Kribi Yehuda. That's a Kribi Yehuda. because you don't need the fingernail. That's considered melacha shen tzichlagufa. And if he's saying that everyone would agree, you give me chayv, it's obviously going to be who the holds you chayv melacha shen tzichlagufa. Now, but then Tosafot and Tanya begin to say, wait a second. Maybe Rabban hold like Reb Shimon. And yes, therefore, even with a kli, you would be potter. So menale the mechayv of a kli. How does Rabbi Loza know that they would agree and hold that you're going to be chayv with a kli? And that's the Tosafot Yosheim. What you could say is, if that would be the case, that the holy Reb Shimon then left like a kli, then the mechleker should have been even with a vessel. Or the achar kerech Rabban, we should have said the strength of pin Rabban, and that even if you did it with a vessel, you're going to be potter. So obviously, that we only disagreed by yad is because actually by kli that they would be chayv, which yeah, obviously is like Reb Yehuda. And actually, Tosafot explains the Bahadur comment. This is the Gemara. It says, Ma'adim, what would you say? Why did Rabbi Loza have to say it? Isn't that inherent in the case of the Mishnah? No, he would have thought to say, Rabban Makli Name Pat. Rabban say you're exempt even with a Kli. What does that mean? How could you say Makli? They hold like Rabbi Yehuda. No, Haina Perusha, this is what the Gemara says. You would have thought to say, this is really Rabbi Shimon, they hold like Rabbi Shimon. Hold Melach Shem Zagub is Pate even with a Kli. Oh, could the Mishnah like, we explained, and therefore that was a necessity for Rabbi Loza to say it. And no, they hold like the Rabbi Yehuda, and as we proved, that's why it only says the dispute in Yad and not the Kli. But Tosafot says of a Rashi Pirush. Rashi explains that the Havamina of the Gemara, when they were saying that, oh, that Mal de Tamer Rabban Mekli Name Pachi, why would they say it's exempt with the Kli? The Pachi, they would say it's exempt from the Leishaychi Geziza Batam, because you would say, no, the whole Malacha of Geziza, of shearing, doesn't apply to a person's fingernails. It only applies to the wool of a sheep, which we find that in the Mishkan. But Tosafot says, Ve'en Yilari, that does not seem to be correct to the Ri. Because you can't make such a mistake to say that that's what they would have, we would have thought that that's what they say. Because the B'chol Balichayim, Shech Giziza, all living things, including human being, the Malach of Giziza applies. Like we said previously, not only by wool of a sheep. Hatarlish Kanaf, we brought out Alocha Navayim Dalad. Someone plucks the feather. Chayim Mashem Gizis, obviously, it's not only by the wool of the sheep, and therefore the same thing would be by the human being's fingernail. The next says, the Master begins the words of Gemara, who Shapusha Klab Amala. Specifically, that we said this halacha, the distribution of Loza permits to take off the cuticles or the fingernails if the majority had already been detached, is only if it's klapim malo and it's painting him. So what's klapim malo? So Pesach Rashi explains, connected Rashi it's paisa, it means by the fingertips. Shein lamala, it's upward when, kishmagriyah, when you're lifting up your hands. That's on top. For Rabbein Tam Farish, he explains actually klapim guf, it means the part of the fingernails that's actually towards the body, towards the knuckles. So kari klapim malo, that's called up above. Why is it up above? Could ask him to the need, like we find the need that you give him basically come in Torah Lamalo and mentions the corona of a male member. And it says above, Vahasam Hainul Tadaguf, that's going towards the person's body, because it's generally down. Same thing by the fingernails, we're also considering it as if it's down. So it comes out according to Rashi Klab Amala is the fingertips, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's actually the part that's towards the body, and therefore those are opposite interpretations of the parts of the fingernail that would be mutter. Tanakh says the Master begins the words of the Gemara Pekesis, which rejects the first interpretation of Rashi. The Mishnah had a machleik to Elizabeth Chamim is if Pekesis is a chiyuv deraisa on Shabbos and not. Tanakh brings Master Pesh, because this Rashi explains that Pekesis in his first interpretation, Hainu, that it means tzerekis beyada b'masri, that the combing the hair with the hand over the comb. So it says, Einir, that doesn't seem to be correct, because the Gemara, Master, the Gemara, it sounds like that it ain't to be, that this malacha is like spinning. Besrika indicating to be a klal, and combing has nothing to do with spinning, with the malach of spinning at all. But, and moreover, so it says, if that would be the case, how you shine the serekis? If it was combing, it wouldn't say pekes, it would say serekis. Nazir talks about nazir, chayfev umefasmis, avoloi serek, although he could move his hands through his fingers, but he can't comb, so you see that when you use combing, we're in serek, and therefore, obviously, pekes is not the way Rashi says what it is. Is this the way of weaving? So he complains that what's the reason why it's not similar to weaving? It's the Gemara, a question on Rabbi Chanina, that he holds that a woman is chayev when she braids her hair because it's ariga, weaving. And the Gemara says, why, is that the way of weaving? So basically, what does that mean to say? Although that, yes, you're braiding the strands of the goat here, is chashiva ariga is considered weaving? And I mean, pegma mishle, the Gemara said, so to braiding of the woman's hair, even though that's not real weaving, so to over here. And that's the station the hach of a sar over here by here, like chashiva ariga kamei beveke. That's not considered weaving like it is by a garment. Moreover, the hach over here ain't several this kind. It's not meant to stay, because the woman's going to take out the braids. And that's why the Gemara says, is that the way of weaving? That's the Gemara's question.